FBI agents last night searched the apartment of a scientist who may have had access to anthrax spores. The scientist says he's not a suspect. A law enforcement official says the FBI has done searches like this before, probably will again. It's been 8 months since anthrax spores were sent through the mail, killing 5 people. NPR's David Kestenbaum is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The person is not a suspect, but his name is being mentioned in some news reports. What do you know about him?
His name is Stephen Hatfill. Apparently, he's trained as a medical doctor and as a microbiologist. He worked for a while at the National Institutes of Health, and according to the New York Times, he also worked at the Army's Biodefense Lab from 1997 to 1999. The Wall Street Journal says he most recently worked for a defense contractor called SAIC, but his name's been flitting around for a long time as someone the FBI has been looking at.
Is he talking? What is he saying?
I haven't been able to get in touch with him, but a law enforcement official told me that he consented to the search, so they didn't need a warrant. And the official also said he's someone that the investigators have spoken to before. You know, this is not the first search that's been done in the investigation. They've gone into people's homes and taken swabs to search for anthrax spores, and sometimes they've carted things away. The FBI has this list of people who they think have expertise and access to materials that makes them think maybe, you know, one of these people might know something useful, and this guy's on that list. But he told the New York Times that he'd been the victim of a witch hunt. The quote is, "I've got a letter from the FBI that says I'm not a suspect and never was. I just got caught up in the normal screening they were doing because of the nature of my job."
Which is what? I mean, would someone like him have had access to anthrax spores?
I spoke with a microbiologist who worked at the NIH at the same time he did, and he said that at the time there was a freezer just sitting in the basement unlocked that had the variety of anthrax spores that were used in the attack sitting in it, and if you knew it was there, you could have gone down and gotten them. But again, there are probably dozens of scientists who had access to anthrax bacteria. A law enforcement official said he didn't want to reveal this person's name because the FBI was obviously very worried about having another Richard Jewell incident. Jewell was the person under investigation for the Olympic Park bombing in 96, but you know, once his name was mentioned, people assumed he did it. Later turned out he had nothing to do with it, but everybody knows his name today.
So where does this leave the investigation?
It's clearly been a long, long road. The FBI last month said they were going to do maybe as many as 200 polygraph tests to try and shake loose some extra information or to rule out potential suspects. If you talk to scientists, they'll say part of the reason they think it's taking so long is that whoever did it is not on the FBI's shortlist. And they say that because they think, being scientists, that scientists don't hold up very well under investigation. And they've all said personally they think they would crack pretty quickly. So your average scientist maybe isn't going to hold up, but maybe this person isn't your average scientist.
So bottom line is they don't have a lot.
They don't have a lot. They've tried. You know, they've done an extensive genetic analysis of the anthrax spores that were sent through the mail to Senator Leahy, and they've looked at every single chemical unit of the genetic code there, and they've tried to match it to different labs. And apparently, it looks quite similar to a number of labs, but there's no exact match, and so they're really sort of still at loose ends.
It's going to be frustrating for them because it falls more in the line of traditional crime rather than foreign terrorists, as far as anyone knows.
Yeah, if you talk to law enforcement officials, they talk often about it's probably a lone scientist, you know, and that's certainly where they focus their investigation. You know, they're still focused on what looks like the defense labs, and there are still some people who think that this could be some link to terrorism and maybe could have come from abroad, but that certainly doesn't seem to be where they're focusing.
They're thinking more Unabomber.
More like the Unabomber. Thanks, Bob.
NPR's David Kestenbaum.